I was arrested, and it was for a DUI.
You're a school teacher.
Being behind bars taught her a lesson.
And then you bailed her out of jail.
We were off again, on again. She had nobody to turn to. She called me in the middle of the night.
I didn't ask him to bail me out.
Will she ever learn about gratitude?
Well, I feel that...
I don't care how you feel. I would like this case to be over.
Amen.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Nicholas Neeb is suing his ex-girlfriend, Brandi Opsi, for loans to pay her mortgage and bail for her DUI.
Order. All rise. This is case number 567 on the calendar, in the matter of Neeb versus Opsi.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Mr. Neeb, you and the defendant lived together for a period of time as a couple. And would you tell me from when to when did you live as a couple?
We started dating, Your Honor, in February of 2017 through middle or end of June of 2017.
And during that time, did you live in the defendant's home?
I did not live there. I would stay there from time to time, but I had my own place and she had her own place.
Tell me about your place, where you stayed.
I have an apartment in the town that I live in.
And you maintained that apartment from February until June?
I did, Your Honor.
And how many nights a week would you say you stayed there?
Per week, two, three perhaps.
And what would bring you back to the apartment as opposed to staying with the defendant?
She lives between my own apartment and where I work. It's a 40-mile commute. And so I would stay with her a couple nights, maybe go home, get some things, stay there a couple nights, be with my kids, which I have part-time. And that was how it would usually go.
Is all of that correct?
Not all of it. It's correct about the children.
Well, what is not accurate?
He stayed at my place much more than what he's saying.
Okay, that's fine. But he didn't live there. Where did you get your mail?
At my apartment in my own place.
Okay, fine. I'm asking those questions because it is your claim, Mr. Neeb, that you made loans to Ms. Opsi, one for $5,000, one for $2,000. And then there came a time when you bailed her out of jail and she paid $3,000, she says, towards the bail. You say she still has outstanding money towards the two loans.
Correct.
Her defense with regard to the loans that you gave her, or she refers to them as gifts, is that you lived in her house without contributing and that she had fallen behind in the mortgage and you said, well, I live with you, so I'll pay the mortgage. That's pretty much what you say in your answer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why I asked those questions, because if he maintained his own apartment, he can't maintain two premises. So he stayed with you, and he did, in fact, spend time at his own home, because he had to go there and at least get his mail.
That's correct.
All right, so, Ms. Opsi, since there is not an issue of this $5,000, well, it's actually more than $5,000, in June of 2017, which is shortly before you broke up, correct?
Correct.
I want you to tell me about that money.
Well, I feel that...
I don't care how you feel. How you feel is irrelevant to me. I'd like you to tell me how the $5,000 came about.
Okay. He knew when we started...
Don't tell me what he knew.
We started dating, and we were in a romantic relationship. I was really behind on bills, and he offered to help with those bills.
He can't offer unless you ask. You have to tell him, because otherwise he would
tell him I was behind.
Well, that's what I want to hear. Yep. I want to hear what you said to him.
That I was behind on the mortgage, and then he said that he got a divorce, and then he got some money from that. And then he said that he could help out with some of the bills, so I was appreciative.
Good. Okay, so that's $5,000 in your corner, because I don't believe a word she just said. Perfect. Now, I'd like to see proof that you gave her that $5,000.
Yes, Your Honor. I have the copies of the check. Here's a copy for the $5,000 and the $2,000 showing that they've been cashed. And I believe there's a last page there that shows that they cleared my bank account.
Now, this I don't understand. According to you, you dated until June of 2017. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So I would like you to tell me why in July of 2017 you gave her another $2,000.
There was a period of time where we would date, she'd break up, we would date, she'd break up, and it would have been during one of those periods where I gave her the additional $2,000. It was understood to be a loan. She promised she'd pay me back.
How was she going to pay you back, by the way?
She was going to work some part-time jobs until her full-time teaching job became regular again in the fall, and she was going to pay me back a little bit each month.
Okay. Now I'd like you to tell me when you got arrested, Ms. Opsi, and for what?
I was arrested August 2017, and it was for a DUI.
And what was your bail?
I don't know. I think it was about $1,000. And Your Honor, I paid him back everything related to that.
Just a second. When you said you paid back everything, I would first like to know how much your bail was.
I don't have that with me. I think it was a little over $1,000. I took his word for what I owed him, and I gave him money.
How much money did you give him?
$3,000.
Okay. Are you a school teacher?
Yes.
Of children?
No.
Of what?
College.
A college teacher of what?
English.
So don't look so confused, okay? If you're shaping the minds of young people, let's try not to look so confused. And let's try to do some simple math. If you say your bail, you think around $1,000, and according to your answer, you paid him $3,000, then you acknowledge that some of the other money he gave you was a loan. Listen to what I'm saying to you. I want you to try to use simple logic. I know you're an English teacher, but try to use simple logic. I am not a math whiz, but if I have proof here with cash checks of $7,000 and bail was $1,000, according to you, and you paid him back, according to your answer, paid him back $3,000, Brandy continued to make payments, and you say you continued to make payments. $3,000, then you of necessity had to pay him $2,000 towards this other money.
I was going by what he said that the bail was and stuff, and I didn't ask him to bail me out.
Then let's say you didn't ask him to bail you out. That's $7,000. What did you give him $3,000 for?
Oh, the lawyer fee.
What lawyer fees?
I think it was $2,500.
$2,500 for a lawyer that he got for you? Is not an answer from the English teacher. That would be a yes. So that you paid him back for?
Yes.
Can I see that?
Yes, Your Honor. I have the bail bondsman was $1,236, and the retainer for the lawyer was $2,000. She had nobody to turn to. She called me in the middle of the night.
And do you have copies of the checks that you wrote to him?
No, I don't, Your Honor.
You don't? Why not? You're a school teacher. You have a checking account. That's the way they deposit.
I'm on medical leave right now.
How do you support yourself?
I'm getting sick pay and taking out 401k, maxed out credit cards right now.
So how did you pay him? How did she pay you, Mr. Neeb?
She paid me in cash.
I'm not feeling comfortable.
She doesn't have checks.
I'm not feeling comfortable. Do you understand?
Yes.
That's not making me comfortable.
Oh, are you wondering how I got that money?
No, where you got the money from?
It was a Volkswagen buyback.
What?
A Volkswagen buyback, the TDI settlement.
Fine. Then you put that money in a bank. They didn't send it to you in cash. It didn't come by Brinks truck to your house. It came by check, which you deposited in a bank.
Correct.
Correct?
Correct.
And then you drew out money from that to give him money. Well, I'd want to see it.
So here's the deposit for the Volkswagen. That's the $9,000.
Fine. And I'd like to see. First, let's do that.
And those are the two separate dates, the 22nd and the 24th, that the money came from.
Yeah, that's... Now, let's say I believe for one second all of this stuff, which I don't. You have something to demonstrate to me that you deposited $2,000 in cash?
Well, unfortunately, I don't have any bank statements to back that up. I have notes that I kept myself, and I can give you the dates that she gave me some payments.
I would like to see what you have written there, just for my own self.
Certainly. I have this laid out a little more clearly here as well.
What's a Steve?
That was the lawyer, Your Honor. That was retained for her DUI arrest.
And BB Doctor?
That is the bail bonds person that I paid to bail her out. That's really the only pertinent page in there, Your Honor.
And Your Honor, I did have somebody else at the jail ready to bail me out with cash, too. And my sister was willing to do so as well. Nick stepped up and did that.
It's not true, Your Honor. I do have some documentation here where we did agree to specific amounts.
I'd like to see that.
She agrees to the...
No. I want to look at it.
Okay. Thank you, Your Honor.
Well, Ms. Opsy, you had a discussion with him about this money.
Correct. We've had a couple of discussions.
And all of the discussions suggest to me that you agreed that you owed him in excess of $5,000. In one place, you say, we agreed to 8250. And in 2017, you told him that you were expecting a check in October. I expect that check didn't come in till November.
Correct.
When you got the check. Okay, so there was discussion of, I'm not in disagreement of paying you what I owe. What I'm asking you is, there was never any question that you owed him in excess of $5,000. Am I correct?
Yes. We had a conversation, though, over the phone a couple times, and even in person, about the amounts. And part of what was happening, too, was he knows that with my medical leave, he was pressuring me to borrow money from somebody, come up with somebody, and pay him.
I don't care. I'm asking you a question because I would like this case to be over.
Amen.
And the maximum jurisdiction for this court is $5,000. It's a small claims court. So I don't see why I have to figure out whether you owe him $7,500 or $8,250 if you owe him at least $5,000. Is it correct that you acknowledged in 2017, before anything else, that you owed him at least $5,000?
That sounds correct.
Okay, great.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today,
she provided security for 9 days. And what I would like to know, Mr. Norton, is how much you paid her for those 9 days.
I have not paid her anything.
Well, that would be outrageous, wouldn't you say? That would be outrageous.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Nicholas Neeb says ex-girlfriend Brandy Opsy owes for loans to pay her mortgage, bills, and bail. Brandy is countersuing, claiming Nicholas broke down her bedroom door.
Now, did you break down her door?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. And how much was it to fix the door?
I had a friend fix it, but I did have to purchase 2 doors.
How much was it to fix the door?
Free.
Great. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $5,000. We're finished.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
She can really have a couple personalities. One is really, really nice, and one is...
I feel that it gets complicated anytime money is intermingled with relationship and...
If she gets mad, she isn't doing anything.
Especially, you know, on and off stuff, so...
And so if she gets mad, she denies that she's got to pay her back.
I hope there's no ill feelings. I mean, it is what it is, so moving forward.
Best of luck to all of us in that.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of McGovern versus Norton, step forward.
Security company owner Stacy McGovern is suing Richard Norton Jr. for non-payment of services at his Halloween haunted house.
Ms. McGovern, it is your claim that the defendant owes you for security services that you provided for a business that he had.
Yes, Your Honor.
And, Mr. Norton, I understand that this business that you had was originally what they call an escape room.
Yes, Your Honor.
Which means that people have to get... It's a game. It's a sport. People are in the room, and there are various clues that they have in order to get from one place to another. They have to find the right clues. And I gather from your answer that you were taking this escape room to a different level, and you wanted to turn it into a haunted house. I don't know, but you were making it into a different kind of venue. That'd be safe to say?
Yes, for the month of October, Your Honor, we decided to
For October, because it's Halloween, and it would probably be more financially remunerative for you to do that.
Yes, Your Honor.
Because you're in the business of making money.
Yes, Your Honor.
And people come and pay you money to come into your haunted house.
Yes.
And you have a security business.
Yes, Your Honor.
Where you employ... I gather from your complaint, off-duty peace officers to act as security.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mr. Norton, Ms. McGovern provided security services for your haunted house for how many days?
For approximately 9 days, Your Honor.
And what I would like to know, Mr. Norton, is how much you paid Ms. McGovern. She provided 2 peace officers?
Not every day, no, Your Honor.
Sometimes she provided 1?
Yes, Your Honor.
And sometimes she provided 2?
Yes, Your Honor.
How many days of the 9 days did she provide one?
It was every day except for Halloween and I believe the Saturday before Halloween.
And those days she provided two?
Yes.
And she provided two because you asked her for an extra one for those heavier days.
Well, we felt
I don't care what you thought.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
It was my understanding that she was to provide those services at basically a pro bono and a trial aspect in order for her to be able to show us what kind of service she could provide.
Mr. Norton, let me tell you why that's full of baloney, why that's a lie. Let me tell you why that's a lie.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Security company owner Stacy McGovern is suing Richard Norton Jr. for non-payment of services at his Halloween haunted house.
If she provided one on 7 days and two on 2 days, unless she was Karnak, it must have been because you requested an extra security officer.
We felt that those days...
I don't care what you felt. What you're feeling is not relevant to me. Is it because you asked her for a second?
Yes, Your Honor.
That would be the answer. You asked her for a second.
I have the
now,
actual...
Okay. Now, she provided security for 9 days. 7 days, she provided only one person, and for 2 days, she provided two. And what I would like to know, Mr. Norton, is how much you paid her for those 9 days.
I have not paid her anything.
Well, that would be outrageous, wouldn't you say?
Normally, I would say yes.
If she provided security for you for the first day and you weren't satisfied with that security, if you're a businessman, you say, I'm not satisfied with your security. If after 2 days you weren't satisfied with the security, I would say, fire her and get somebody else. But you allowed her to provide security for 9 days, taking advantage of Halloween in the month of October, and you paid her no money.
Yes, Your Honor.
You going to explain that to me, Mr. Norton, so that I can understand it?
Your Honor, when we initially had conversations about her services, it was my understanding that she was to provide those services at basically a pro bono and a trial aspect in order for her to be able to show us what kind of service she could provide.
Mr. Norton, let me tell you why that's full of baloney, why that's a lie. Let me tell you why that's a lie. Because what you were doing with your escape room is optimizing it for the month of October for Halloween.
Yes.
You've had the escape room for a while.
Yes, Your Honor.
And you didn't have security in the escape room.
Correct.
So you only needed security for Halloween because you expected more of traffic. It was a different kind of an operation. But you were going to go back to the escape room November, December, January, because you never had a haunted house before. You only have haunted houses during October. So that's why your response is full of baloney.
I don't understand.
You don't understand?
I don't understand why you think it's full of baloney.
I'm going to tell you why it's full of baloney.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
How long did you have the escape room?
Since April of 2016.
And from April 2016 up until October, you didn't have security.
Correct. We didn't.
And you didn't need security. You only needed security because you were trying something different for the month of October because it was Halloween. Then you were going to go back to the escape room because nobody comes to a haunted house in February.
Correct.
So what do you mean you were going to try her security pro bono for when you needed them in October when you weren't going to need them anymore after October, after Halloween was over?
Well, the plan was for us to, if the haunted house was successful, to open it up the next year and continue.
You are so full of baloney. So then you would get a different security company and try them out the following October to see if they worked? Mr. Norton, doesn't make sense. Now, if you're haunted, that's not her fault. She provided you a service. She pays police officers, and you're supposed to pay her. That's the way it works. And because your business may have flopped in October doesn't mean you make up some sort of baloney response and say she's not entitled to being paid. She's entitled to being paid. How much does he owe you?
$2,080.
Judgment for the plaintiff. We're done.
Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Well, I love Judge Judy. I appreciate her reaction. He owed us money. As Judge Judy says, he ate the steak. He's got to pay for it.
We thought we were going to be able to have a service provided for us, and we were going to continue to use that service later on, but it didn't work out that way.
If he was satisfied, he never let us know or any of the officers know.
I was pleased with it for a time, yes. There were some areas that they lacked, but that really wasn't the underlying factor.
Cost of doing business, but we love Judge Judy.